Chef William McCormick of Farrell's Lounge in Fayetteville chops onions and mushrooms for rib-eye filet in his kitchen.
Okay, so here we have some cremini mushrooms. We take them and sear them off in grapeseed oil, which is one of my favorite oils to use. It's got a higher smoke point, so we can really get a nice, wonderful sear and get a nice crust on these mushrooms.
McCormick started cooking when he was 13 years old. He first trained under Chef Miles James of James at the Mill, which piqued his interest in the art of cooking.
From there, I worked throughout high school in a few restaurants, bussing tables, and working in the kitchen, small things. And then after I graduated high school, I decided to attend New England Culinary Institute in Vermont. It's a wonderful experience and really got my foot in the door at a lot of great restaurants. I worked in Boston for a little while. From there, I went to Montreal. It was a wonderful experience, and after that, moved to Dallas and worked at several great restaurants there, and here I am back in Fayetteville.
At Farrell's Lounge, McCormick works together with his sous chef Luke Hennigan to create mouth-watering dishes for Northwest Arkansans. However, today he'd be working alone while competing in the second annual Chopped in the Ozarks. The event is part of Walton Arts Center's 11th annual Art of Wine Festival that supports the center's education programs. The competition features four of the finest chefs from around Northwest Arkansas and is based on the cable television show Chopped. A panel of expert judges will evaluate the dishes.
Two competitors will compete at once, and the other two will wait in a so-called secret room so we can't figure out the secret ingredient. There'll be two competitors cooking at once in front of the audience. I think there's going to be upwards of 150 people there, so it's nerves are going to be racing, and it's going to be challenging.
The participants will be provided with baskets of unusual ingredients to create sophisticated gourmet dishes in limited time. McCormick has decided to take 2 minutes to gather his thoughts and note them down to help streamline the process. The competition will consist of three rounds: appetizer, main course, and dessert.
There are three different courses. For each course, there is a blind basket. It's probably going to be comprised of three different ingredients. There's no telling what it could be. I know last year the first course was spam, canned pickled beets, and something else, which is strange, and I'm not used to cooking that, so that'll be interesting.
According to McCormick, Farrell's signature dish would be surf and turf, a great tasting blend of steak and scallops. However, he made his most creative dish during his time in Dallas.
In Dallas, I did a vanilla and pork braised short ribs with cardamom and coriander butter poached monkfish, and it had some Peruvian potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and sweet baby bell peppers.
Chopped in the Ozarks will also feature three other chefs, namely Dane Main of Bentonville's Petit Bistro, Chrissy Anderson of Northwest Arkansas Community College, and Jeremy Gothrop of Greenhouse Grill in Fayetteville. Jeremy visited KUAF's Harold and Blanche Kalk News Studio to talk about the competition. He said he agreed to participate as soon as he was asked.
Maudie from Cafe Rue contacted me and said I'd love to have, you know, some more local involvement here. And she's a big supporter of the restaurant as well. And I had never seen the show. I don't even have a TV. So I didn't know what the show was all about. I kind of understood via the concept by the title. But since then, I have watched an episode, so I'm at least kind of clued in on what the program is. I said yes immediately, just because, again, this is an atypical Monday evening, something very fun and creative to do. Now all the lights, cameras, and action, I'm just going to block all that out and chop.
Jeremy started cooking in college. Over time, started his own catering company and then took the show on the road.
We're traveling to music festivals and cooking food in the parking lots, in the campgrounds, at the festival, wherever. And then started our own music festival, which we weren't doing much catering there. And then from that led into the Greenhouse Grill, where we basically just absolutely just learned to take local ingredients and local meats and local produce and our concept of fresh Ozark-style food and create a theme and create a style that is unique to the town, the local flavor, for instance, and now it is what it is, and we're coming upon 5 years, and very thankful to still be doing what we're doing. As a chef, though, I have no culinary training whatsoever. I went to the University of Arkansas and studied advertising and public relations, so I'm pretty much a MacGyver in the kitchen, if you understand that term. So I think that this competition is actually right up my alley as far as taking ingredients and being creative.
According to Jeremy, since Greenhouse Grill does not follow any culinary model, there's freedom to create a diverse menu. Here's how it happens. Whatever's fresh in the season is made into a delicious menu item. So, are recipes of all these impromptu dishes documented?
I know the proper answer is yes. Of course, we document everything. No, we don't. I wish there was more science or maybe more theory to it.
Jeremy thinks that this lack of science or theory is his biggest strength and his weakness.
My strength and my weakness may be that I don't have a culinary degree and take the title of chef very seriously and thus don't call myself a chef. I'm a restaurateur, and the guys in the kitchen call me chief, which, you know, was a variation, obviously. But the chef title, that's a well-respected, and these other contestants, I think, are all culinary school graduates and have most respect for that education and what they have to go through to get that. So I'm honored to be amongst this right here. I really am just coming at it from, you know, my own experience and my own creativity and passion for food, and therefore maybe that's a strength. Maybe that's a weakness. I'm not sure.
The participants will be tested on their ability to create delicious gourmet food in limited time using only the ingredients provided. So how about some practice? Ozarks at Large team came up with 5 surprising ingredients for the 2 chefs. Coconut, eel, papaya, cilantro, and eggplant. Here's Chef McCormick with his idea for a dish.
I definitely want to do a barbecue eel with maybe like a coconut, papaya, cilantro broth. I might throw in like a little carrot salad with some cilantro, maybe some fennel seed. And then to bring just like a little more color to the dish, I might use some annatto seed or some turmeric. Maybe bring out some reds or some yellow color and make it a really vibrant, eye-appealing dish.
And here's Jeremy from Greenhouse Grill on what he'll create with coconut, eel, papaya, cilantro, and eggplant.
Let's see. Since we don't have 25 minutes here on radio, I'll just shoot out whatever comes to mind first. I would grill the eel, fast grill the eel in fillets, and would make a cilantro chutney to go on top of the eel, and then would put a coarse chop on our eggplant with a coconut cream sauce and grill the papaya as well and possibly put that with the cilantro. So a grilled papaya and cilantro chutney with grilled eel and a eggplant ratatouille, coconut-based ratatouille. And how that would taste, I guess we'd have to find out.
The second annual Chopped in the Ozarks starts 6 o'clock today evening in Walton Arts Center's Star Theater. It is part of the 11th annual Art of Wine Festival, proceeds from which support the center's education programs. Tickets are $100 for general admission and $125 for reserved cabaret seating. They can be purchased by calling Walton Arts Center box office at 443-5600 or by visiting waltonartscenter.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Ithi Agnihotri Mudholkar.